we knew it'd take 5 or 6 points to make sure you're going to be safe in this division. So we're on 6 now, and we're definitely safe. And look, we're looking at the other end of the table now, and possibly could be in a semi-final. And maybe the winners of ourselves and Derry on Sunday will be guaranteed a final spot, because both teams can't be caught, and whoever wins will have the head-to-head advantage. So, look, Tom, we're in a good spot, and pressure's off now. It's all bonus area for us, and look, we'll try to relax, play hurling, and see if we can get the semi-final and push on maybe for a final spot.
The situation is what? If you top the group, you go straight into the final, and if you're second or third, you play as the semi-final. Is that it?
Yeah, that's correct. So whoever wins between us and Derry will top the group, because even I know there's a match left, but whoever wins on Sunday will have a head-to-head advantage. So the top spot was under the final, Tom, and then a second and third playoff in the semi-final spot. So look, still two teams can get up to 6 point level with us, but we have a good scoring difference there, and hopefully we can pick up a point or two yet before the league's over. And it'd be nice to leave Letterkenny with a result and get a week's break and get ready for the final, which there's a lot of matches at the minute, Tom, throwing the bodies, and it'd be nice to get straight to the final and stay away from the semi and rest boys up. But if that's the case, but if not, we'll just have to batter on with it. Derry's going to be a big, strong task, and look, they've seen everybody off comfortably, Tom, and nobody's laid a glove on them, really, apart from Sligo on the first day that we were in it. But they were probably 5 or 6 points better than Sligo. They Sligo with a goal in the last minute. So look, they're the strongest team in it, Tom, and they're top for a reason, and they're getting results comfortably, you know. But at home in Letterkenny, we'll be willing to give them a good shot, you know.
Well, you gave them a right good fright last year in Bannockscreen, just a point in it after drawing level. You were pipped at the post.
Yeah, there's been nothing on us, Tom, the last few times. At the Krusty Ring match the 2 years before that, where we were 9 up at half time, and they came back and beat us by a point. So they just turned us over the last couple of times by small margin, you know. It's just we're missing a few at the minute, you know. You've got your Ryan still out, and Jack O'Loughlin hurt his hamstring last week. Mick Donoghue and Sean McVeigh's doubtful, who come off after the first half. Like, Tom, so I think you need your full strength out to really put it up to Derry. But saying that, Tom, we talked about the strength and depth, and the boys coming in, they're doing a good job, but some of them get their chance this week against a good Derry team to show if they can play at that level, you know.
On the injury front, you mentioned Richie Ryan there, and you mentioned Michael Donoghue. They missed last weekend through injury, and then you picked up Knox with Jack O'Loughlin, and who else was it?
Sean McVeigh.
Sean McVeigh. What's the state of play on those players for this weekend?
Well, Sean has a chance. No, he hasn't trained yet this week, but he's just having a bother holding the stick at the minute, but hopefully he'll be okay. He got an X-ray and there's nothing broken on Tom. Richie's leg's over, as is Jack O'Loughlin, who hurt his hamstring last week, Tom. Their leg's both over. And Mick Donoghue, probably this week might be a week early for him, but we'll know more tonight, Tom. So you've Richie and Jack out, definitely out for the rest of the remainder of the league, which is two, no, as your centre back and your full forward gone from this team. So it's two big holes to fill. But at the same time, you've Conor Gartland and them pushing for spots, Tom, and coming in there, and Declan Coulter's back in suspension. So we're a few boys out, but one or two to come back in too, Tom. The two boys will be a big loss for the rest of the league.
So open to well, haven't had the first over Wicklow last weekend. I know you've beaten Derry a couple of seasons ago, but you'd like to get one over them again this Sunday.
Actually, what, Tom? It's a wee bit of a derby match, you know what I mean, and they're a level above us, and rightly so. Their club hurling's a lot stronger and all the rest, but it'd be nice for us maybe to get a good performance on, Tom, and see where we're at. And look, there's a chance you could meet them again if you did get through from the semi-final stages. So a lot rides on Sunday in terms of home advantage, Tom, and just trying to get straight to the final and get that week's break, maybe go and watch the semi-final. So we might be missing a few bodies, Tom, but wherever we field out, we'll be pushing to see if we can put Derry to a tough task, you know.
And have you seen Derry at all this year? I know you've seen them closely and up very close in the last couple of seasons, but have you actually seen them in the flesh this year?
I have. I was at the Sligo match, Tom, and look, it was that weekend of the wind and rain, and it was absolutely no day for hurling, and the Celtic Park was badly cut up, very mucky and wet. Sligo really put it up to them, Tom, in terms of work rate, and they'd bother getting away from them, but second half they did they did get a lead and they looked the better side, you know. But I just felt on a better day that Derry would be a lot better team, you know, that was kind of levels things out when the weather's really bad like that. So, look, I feel like they're the best team in it, Tom, and their aim is to get to 2A, but in saying that, we haven't been far away from them the last couple of seasons, so we'll be looking to try to get a result in there, Kenny, if we can.